Everyone, and happy new year. Hi, and I guess it's been a long time since I've done any episode of a podcast or whatever it may be, but I decided to come on here with, sorry, not the best voice. I am not, my voice is kind of scratchy right now. But today is January 4th, 2024, as I'm recording this, and this is Killing in Circumstances, or at least this is the track that I'm going to be keeping. So today we're not going to be talking about any TV shows, any movies, nothing like that. I want to talk about change today. And why would I be talking about that? You may wonder. Well, I am graduating college in May and I am petrified, terrified. I don't even know how to feel anymore. I feel like I've smiled and cried in and out multiple times, not knowing what I'm going to do with my life. But I've decided to just do this podcast again, more to help sort out my own feelings about it and to talk about what is so scary about graduating and moving on with life and trying to be an adult? So, yeah, that's what we're going to be doing today. And I think the first step is to talk a little bit about what it means to kind of change and to move on and to move forward. So, forgive my voice throughout all of this, but here we go. Let's get started. In all honesty, I've really imagined my life as, well, kind of like the half of it, if you guys have seen the movie. If you haven't, the half of it is this Asian American movie from Netflix, and it's about this girl who's trying to figure out her life, but also trying to figure out where her sexuality fits within all of it. And at the end of the day, the person ends up kissing the girl, going to pursue her dreams, and leaving the life that she did behind with a new sense of confidence and joy. And I feel like I imagine myself like that sometimes, this person who's so hopeful and wishes for so much in this life. But at the same time, you don't know where things are going to end up. You don't know if you're going to be successful or if you're going to crash and burn and not end up as anything more than the girl who was supposed to succeed, the girl who was supposed to make things work. And life isn't something that's linear or straight, as in a movie. And I think I've finally realized that. I think when I started this podcast, I had so many hopes and dreams for the podcast and what I wanted to do with my life. And I wanted things to be easy and fun, but instead it turned out to be hard. Life is hard. You deal with more struggles than you would anticipate, and life is not meant to be easy. But I always say to other people whenever they have a hard time, life is not meant to be easy, but it's meant to be lived to the absolute fullest, to live to the fullest that you can make it. And I feel like I don't follow my own advice even when I do that. But I think change is more about learning how to adapt to what life can throw at you and what you want. So let me give you a little bit of a rundown as to what's happened over the last, I think it's been 2 years now, a year and a half since I've last done this podcast. Well, I'm currently a senior in college and I'm going to be graduating soon. I've fallen in love and fallen out of love many, many times. I fall in love quite easily. I was able to start working in a place that makes me really happy, in a place that allows me to identify with my Asian American culture and give me a huge sense of pride and gratefulness to who I am and what I do with my life. It's given me a purpose in a way that I didn't know something could give me a purpose to. And I'm so grateful for it. And I think I've learned how to let go of people in a healthy and constructive way. It just didn't seem that easy in every single sense of the word. And that sounds crazy, that sounds insane, but it's true. Change doesn't happen the way that I wanted it to. I wanted it to be, oh, well, goodbye, I'll miss you, I love you, and I wish you well. And instead, I would go home, and when a new change would happen, I would go cry in my room and wonder and just miss everything that was there. And then the next morning, you go in and you trudge on and you move forward. And that was a really hard lesson to learn, which was to be confident and to forgive myself for what had happened in the past, but also enjoy and treasure the moments that I had. And I still struggle. It's not something that people don't normally do. Well, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. It's something that everyone does, is that you're learning how to control the emotions. You're learning how to let the emotions into your life in a way that's constructive and helpful and healing. And I think I finally have realized that now. And I think I even have like a good, re better relationship with my family than I did before. And I don't really want to go into detail about that, but I've been able to heal and manifest a life for myself that's been better. But I think it's more about how do we make those changes work and how do we make things happen. Now, when it comes to change, change continues to happen, but I think that I've found something that works for me, and I'll talk about it right now. I'm not going to say it works for everyone, but it works for me. When it came to change, I just remembered, okay, if this is a change, it means that it's something new to look forward to, new to have a feeling about, something new to add to my life experiences. And I think that I've learned that life experiences are extremely important to have and to treasure and to hold on to. Even the bad ones, even the worst ones, I'd like to say I've been through hell and back for the last several years. And it's very eye-opening to me to kind of realize that and learn. The point is, I want to teach y'all, or at least give y'all a little bit of what I've learned, where in reality, I've learned that change is going to hurt at times, and sometimes it's something where you're open and happy. And I find that I hate change still, but that I look forward to it a little bit more than I did before. And yeah, that's kind of my perspective on change and where it's led in my life. Now, this is not a long podcast episode or anything like that. I don't even know who's going to even listen to this when I post it. But for those who do, thank you for listening to this and for listening to me. I don't know if I will continue this at all online. I might have this end here and make it my official goodbye, or I will go back to doing a couple of podcast episodes, one a week though, no more than like 30, 35 minutes, and it being once a week because I'm a busy college student who would like to graduate college and get a job. But I think that when it comes to this podcast, it's been a huge source of healing for me to figure out who I am and what I stand for and to fall in love with what I know is right for me. Whether that be a someone or a something or a somehow something happens that is miraculous and joyous and happy. And so I want to say thank you for anyone who's listening out there to this podcast episode, even though I have no idea who's going to listen. If this podcast does continue, there will be no video podcasts whatsoever. Only because I think that I decided to quit because I was doing a lot of extra work to keep up videos, and I've since put all of them on private or have taken all of them down, more for my my sense of embarrassment and awkwardness that I felt at during that time. But if I do continue, I think an audio podcast will be best. I can emote the way that I need to emote. I can cry the way I need to cry when I'm recording these podcasts and make them enjoyable. And I don't know what this podcast will become, whether it's going to be talking about movies and TV shows, or if we'll go into something else. Something I've thrown around was kind of a AAPI podcast a little bit. What that means, AAPI means Asian American Pacific Islander, but I like to use the acronym APIDA, which is APIDA. So that stands for Asian Pacific Islander and Desi American. And so this acronym stands for what I currently am interested in and what I love, which is talking about Asian American advocacy and what it means to kind of be in this field where you get to educate students, but also get to educate yourself on what your culture means, how Asians are misunderstood, and what we can do better for them. So, yeah, if you guys want to send messages through the podcast or like send recommendations, please do. I would really appreciate it. I have no clue what's going to happen to this, but thank you for listening to my little rant. And so maybe I'll see you next time, or maybe not. But if until then, I wish you well. All right. Bye, guys.